Well, are the Newcastle Knights starting to hit a groove? We called their game here last Sunday at a sold-out Mount Smart Stadium in Auckland, and it was a great game of footy. They lost that game, but they came out in the wet at Hunter Stadium on Friday night and were far too good for St George Illawarra, winning 30 points to 10, and they've got a massive game in the game we'll be calling on Thursday night up there again, Newcastle against the Sydney Roosters. Great to see their hooker, Jaden Brayley, not only back, but back starting in the number 9 jersey for the Newcastle Knights after an absolutely horrible run with injuries over the last few years. And with Connor Watson working with us last year, and we got to see firsthand what players go through when they're out for a year, when they're out for an extended time, it's tough. You've got to remember these guys are human beings. And Jaden Brayley's story absolutely astounds me, how he keeps finding his way back. He's on the line. Jaden, how are you going?
Hey, guys. Good, thanks. How are you?
Mate, very well. We appreciate your time. Must be so good to be back, feeling fit, and Newcastle starting to wind into the season.
Yeah, mate. So good to be back. It's just really loving life at the moment. You know, back playing footy, it feels like a bit of a novelty again. You know, I'm just really loving and appreciating every part of the game, you know, the preparation, being back out there with the boys and competing. You know, I miss it so much, and it's always good to get a couple wins like we did on Friday night against the Dragons. And, I think we're building nicely.
Jaden, I can't, you know, as just a gibbering 55-year-old sitting here calling footy, I can't even begin to understand the intestinal fortitude that's required to get through one major injury, let alone what you've had going on over the last few years. What was the biggest challenge you've faced with these two or three really serious injuries that you've had to overcome?
Yeah, it's been pretty tough, mate. I think the last 12 months especially has been definitely the toughest. I don't think I didn't help myself at the start of the injury. I sort of put a lot of pressure on myself, and I think I stacked all three big injuries on top of one another. And
yeah,
I felt like it sort of added to that anxiety that I was going through, and the sort of demons, I guess, that I was going through mentally. And, you know, I had to work really hard on myself last year away from the game. And I think the biggest thing I learned was, you know, there's only so much you can control, and I was getting caught up in things that were outside of my control, you know, return dates and things that I couldn't do or what I was missing out on. But as soon as I, you know, flipped my mindset to focusing on the things I could control, and that was my rehab and my happiness outside of footy, that, you know, that really, really put me back on my feet and helped me through that process.
It seems like such an emotional roller coaster, and again, we got to sort of see it. I know Lou and Gibbsy have lived through it, but we got to see it, and our listeners got to appreciate it through Connor Watson last year with his ruptured patella tendon that he did in January. And, you know, he first worked with us 3 weeks after surgery, and he's sitting in here in a wheelchair and can't bend his leg for another three weeks. And then all of a sudden, there's improvement, there's hope of playing in the year. Then you get the swelling that comes up when you start training, and it sets you back 2 or 3 more weeks. It's just such a roller coaster, and you're not always going to be as positive a person as you are, like Connor is. You must be relying on other people around you, and I know you've got a very strong family, Jaden, to just keep you going through those periods where you feel like throwing your hands in the air and saying, this is too hard.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, I'm very lucky to have the support I've got, and you're right, it's not so much the physical stuff that is hard. It's probably more the mental side of it that can knock you around more. And I definitely felt that. And if it wasn't for the support that, you know, I've got here at home, at the club, and with my family and friends as well, like it'd be pretty tough to get through. And, you know, obviously I went through a lot of that, different avenues too. You know, I tried the sports psychs and all sorts of different things to help me get through it. And I think that's the biggest thing too. You know, I was bottling things up for a long time last year, and it wasn't helping. And as soon as I started opening up and expressing at home to my partner and my family and friends, that's when I felt like I started to progress a lot more. And it's definitely the mental side. But to be honest, mate, I just, after going through what I've done, I just really appreciate where I'm at the moment, and I'm just soaking it all in. I feel a lot more relaxed going into games because I'm just really enjoying it. I'm loving life, and I'm loving that feeling at the end of the games when you got that win and you can celebrate with the boys.
I admire you greatly, Jaden.
Yeah, and I think in a bigger picture, Jaden, this is where, you know, the Rugby League Players Association and other support networks have to be involved, because some players, you've fought your way back, some who don't, have a lifetime when they finish of feeling like they're failures. because, you know, injuries have prevented them from reaching their potential.
Yeah, for sure. I think as well, I've fallen in the trap in the past as well, is a lot of players, all their eggs are in the basket of rugby league. And don't get me wrong, rugby league's a massive part of our lives, and so it should be. It's very important. But, you know, I think being balanced in other aspects of your life can really help with your happiness outside of the game. And it can actually, I feel like it can help your footy as well. Like, I feel unreal as a person, you know, away from the game. I value a lot of other things in my life, and it sort of takes that pressure off a little bit with your footy as well. And you can sort of go out there a bit more relaxed and soak it up and just sort of enjoy it a little bit more.
Well, Jaden, mate, it's great to hear your voice, bud, and great to see you back on the field. So congratulations on that. But, mate, I want to go back just to what you were saying there, mate, on your mindset. And who actually helped you with your mindset there? Because I'm so big on that. If you can get your mind right, and it sounds like now you're really at peace with it, your football, you'll enjoy it a lot more. And that, for me, the way that you're talking is exactly what it sounds like.
Yeah, it's probably a combination of different people. Obviously, my fiancée at home, like, just being able to talk to her every day, like, she... I feel like, you know, no one truly knows what it was sort of like at home. If it wasn't for her, like, she sort of saw what it was like day in, day out, and the roller coaster that it was. But you obviously got people, my coach, Adam, he was massive for me. You know, I think the easy thing to do is when you go through injuries or setbacks like that is people can sort of, you know, move on from you, or you know, can feel like that as a player at times, but not once did I ever feel like that with Adam. You know, I've always felt that belief that he has in me, and you know, I owe him a lot. Like, I respect him so much as a coach, and he's done a lot for me. And then on the other side of things externally, I also spoke to a sports psych as well, and she was a game changer, mate. You know, probably something I never thought that I'd ever do, or it's a little bit taboo at times, I think, especially with a lot of males. But mate, it was honestly a game changer. It seriously opened me up to a different way of thinking, and it's really, I feel so much more balanced outside of football, mentally and as a person as well. And, you know, it's not this scary thing, but I think when you go through, everyone goes through adversity, you know, not just in footy, but in life, and just having someone to talk to and talk a bit of sense into what you're going through, I think it definitely helps.
And the other thing I'm loving hearing about you speak at the moment is talking about outside of rugby league. Now, what have you got going on outside of rugby league at the moment? I'm assuming you're into your golf as well, because all the boys up there loving it.
Yeah, loving the golf. I finished a sports science degree last year, which was a good thing to tick off. That was a little bit of a silver lining, and obviously I wasn't going through the week in, week out, you know, pressures of footy, so I could sort of train my mind somewhere else, and that was, you know, doing a little bit of uni degree, and I've ticked that off. I'm not too sure if I'm going to do that post-football, but, you know, it's something I've got there and something I can fall back to. So I think that's an important part as well of, you know, going through these setbacks. You can put your focus in other avenues and keep developing as a person. And, you know, I'm lucky to have ticked that off as well, mate.
Jaden, have you ever played in conditions, and that your first game back for a long time, real time, 60 minutes, you come off the interchange bench the first couple of games, but that one as hooker,
yeah.
You ever played in conditions as bad as they were the other night?
No, mate, that was ridiculous the other night. That was crazy. I think the closest conditions I've played, I think Groover was playing, I think you were playing Groover a couple of years ago, that Sharknado game.
Yeah, I was going to say, did you like the Sharknado game would have been.
Yeah. Are you like Louis, though? Because we know how mad he is. He loves playing in the rain. Are you the same?
Yeah. Oh, mate, yeah. It's definitely a different sort of game. Like, it's not, we weren't going out there on Friday night and thinking about the highlight reels. It was a completely different game and a completely different mindset. You know, I liked it. You know, it's sort of that middle third part of the field. You got to own that part. You know, high completions. It's a very physical sort of game, and it definitely was that in the middle. It was pretty intense out there, but mate, it was hard even just picking your feet up. Like, the ground, the surface was so heavy and it was so wet. It was hard to concentrate. Like, we had to have a high level of concentration. And to be honest, I think we played a pretty good wet weather game of footy. We definitely stuck to our game plan. It was very simple, and I think we did pretty well, to be honest.
You talk about the game plan. There was a lot of one pass or and a double cross. Was the goal to obviously go out there, just turn the ball back under, just drive it straight through the middle of the field, obviously, yeah?
Yeah, lots of change of direction, high completions, high discipline. I think we were well and truly over 80% completions, which is a positive sign that The previous four games, I think we were near 80%, and they're all dry conditions. So, you know, we've got no excuses now. But, yeah, we had a very simple game plan. Kicking well, I thought, was a big part of our game plan as well. And I thought both Jacko and Cogs did a great job in turning the ball over in good spots for us. And, you know, we can front load our defence. So, yeah, very simple game plan, but I thought we handled it well.
So, Jaden, with you guys now, obviously you've got a couple of wins on the board, you're starting to get your DNA back, and you were sitting on the sideline last year when you went on that run and you went into the semi-finals. How far do you think you guys are away from getting that kind of form back?
Yeah, I don't think we're too far away. I think once we get that, you know, continuity with our combinations and get a lot of confidence through, you know, running that same team out in the park week in, week out, I think it's going to come. You know, I think everyone can go back to those last 10 games and back in the last year with how silky we were. You know, that's still another 10 weeks away. Like, if you think about where we started last year, you know, I think we're well and truly ahead of where we were, and we've built the foundations of our DNA and what we stand for and the type of footy team that we are. And I don't think we're too far away, mate. I think the more footy we play together with the same blokes, I think it's going to click pretty soon. And, you know, I've got some high hopes for us this year.
Looking forward to heading up there on Thursday night. Hopefully good weather for both the drive and the game as you play the Sydney Roosters, who have lost a couple in a row and they won't have Sam Walker or James Tedesco. Does that make you slightly nervous that you're going to go in as favourites?
Oh, I don't really look into the favourites or who's the outside too much going into games, but obviously it's handy not having those blokes coming up against this week. They're obviously massive parts of their team, but...
Well, you're not going to have Dom Young to terrorise you,
yeah,
either.
Yeah, I know. So, to be honest, we saw the way they responded on the weekend. I think they went to Golden Point. They played just before us, so I didn't get to see too much of the game, but obviously showed a lot of grit to put themselves in a position to win that game. And, you know, they're always a difficult side, no matter who they run out. So, you know, it's going to be a big game. Thursday night footy as well, so hopefully we can get a good turnout of fans out there as well.